Monday, 30th of July. Wakened about sunrise. Cough very violent. Roused Joe and Harry, who got up, kindled fire, and cooked and dispatched their breakfast. Joe advised me strongly to go and see Dr. Doyle today. He went down to work for me. Got up about 9 o'clock, dressed, no appetite. Joe and I then went along to see Harry, and I went along with him to Harry's hole, and from there up to Dr. Doyle. Found him in, and told him I wished him to prescribe for me. He sat down by the parlour fire and made me strip, whereup he sounded my bones and told me that, although they were good, yet they were exceedingly delicate, and that Ballarat Goldfield, with the wet work and night work, was not at all fitted for me, and the sooner I cut my acquaintance with the diggings, the better for me. He gave me a box of ointment with which I was to rub my breast nightly, and a bottle of liquid stuff which I was to take 4 or 5 times daily. His fee was 10 shillings, and he made me promise to call again when my medicine was done. I got home and kindled a fire. Campbell arrived from Slatey Creek with a heavy swag and left it to return to Slatey to bring his tent tomorrow. Swept up the place and boiled the kettle and split some firewood. Cough, very bad. Went down and kindled the fire and boiled the billy and went to the butcher's. Tent smoking, obliged to leave. The weather today is agreeable. Air clear and bracing. Tonight, a lovely clear moonlight night. Harry's mob driving today. Very heavy rain falling before bedtime, coming down in torrents,